initially after the game, obviously everyone's hurt, disappointed. Just tried to come back in today, nice and bright, enthusiastic, and looking to turn a corner that we've found ourselves not. Well, obviously we've not won in a while, and we need to get back to that winning feeling. So,
Stuart Gray said to us afterwards, there were some frank discussions, some honest discussions taking place afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, we're all adults, we're all friends, kind of thing. So we just get it out in the open and deal with it there. There's no point in leaving any stone unturned, and if there's something on your chest, it's best to get it out there. And I think that's the best way to deal with it.
Is it quite an open group chat then when situations like that occur?
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone has their opinion and their say, and I think that's only a good thing, that everyone knows where they stand with each other, and if you've got a problem, then you discuss it and work it out and move on. Yeah, don't let anything lie and just get on with it.
What was your opinion on why it didn't work then on Tuesday night?
Difficult one, really. I mean, I think up until the sending off, I think we both had a few chances, and it's one of them looking like one of them games where we might go on and nick it towards the end. And when Royston got sent off, I think against a team like Bournemouth, the way they pass it and they just grounded us down. And I mean, even you look at the first goal, counter attack from a corner, it's not like they've carved us open, sort of thing. So it was disappointing. And
how much does it play on your mind then when you've had a performance like that, a result like that, which continues a winless streak? How easy is it to put that behind you when you're heading into what is a big game this week?
Yeah, I think the game we've got coming up against Rotherham's ideal. I mean, it's a derby, everyone's going to be up for it. We'd be up for it anyway, obviously, looking to bounce back from the defeat, and the game's ideal to go and have a good scrap and get 3 points.
And it's a home game as well. The home form hasn't been fantastic this season, we all know that, but in some ways it'll be a big crowd, won't it? It'll be some atmosphere.
Yeah, we always get big crowds, obviously, whoever we're playing, but with it being a derby, I think they'll bring a few as well, which will add to the occasion and get us going, yeah.
And Rotherham this season, they've been a side that have come up from League One last season. They seem to have adapted quite well.
Yeah, I think they had a decent start, didn't they, like ourselves, and sort of in a bit of a rut themselves at the minute. And it'll be a scrap, a tough game, and one we need to be up for. Yeah.
You're a local lad as well, so you know what these games mean.
Yeah, I mean, to play in any derby, it's always ferocious pace and tackles flying in and stuff like that. And obviously people getting in your face, pressing and stuff, and that's what it'll be on Saturday, we know that, yeah.
Is it added nerves or is it added excitement when you go into a game like this?
But you can say a bit of both, but I think like I mentioned before, this is the type of game that we need to get back into winning ways. Yeah.
And I suppose as well, with the run that's been happening this weekend, it's the ideal game as you've described it there, but what's key to winning it, do you think? What's key to being successful in these derby matches?
I think just come out on top in your individual battles. Obviously it's 11v11, run more than them and tackle harder, and I think if you get eight, nine people doing that, you've got a good chance of coming out on top. Yeah.
How important is it to be on the front foot as well? Because lots of fans have been calling us over the last few days saying that it's been very defensive at home this season.
Yeah, I think we do tend to defend, but then again, we are having the chances, you know what I mean? And we've come up against some good sides in recent home games, Watford and teams like that who are got great attacking ability. That's probably why it's looked as if we're defending. Obviously, we don't set out to defend. We want to attack as much as people want to see us attacking. We want to score goals. Obviously, it's a great feeling and for the strikers and things like that. But like I said, we're just going to have to be an honest performance. All dig in. All stick together. Get the crowd behind us. Get them cheering. And I think that's the way to get some success, yeah.
And if you're on the front foot and you're creating things, then the crowd do get behind you, don't they? That's what we know about Hillsborough. You need to get them going.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, it's also important not to get caught up in the occasion too much, and we don't want no silly sort of red cards or anything like that. We need to keep 11 on the pitch, and as much as you want the crowd to be on top of you and stuff like that, with you and stuff like that, you still want to keep your focus and do what's required on the pitch.
And you know that Rotherham are an attacking side. They'll come out, they really take it to teams. But in some ways, could that play into your hands? Because you can pick them off counter-attacking side.
Yeah, I think we've got the quality on the counter-attack. I think from what I've seen in a couple of games, they like to go quite direct. So it's just about winning them aerial battles and going from there.